Monk Ellen tells the doctor what to tell her. All is in divine order. Positive monks. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capital, California, with Positive Monks. Monk Ellen tells the doctor what to tell her. All is in divine order. When Ellen goes in to see the doctor, whether it's a dentist or a physician or any kind of a doctor, she knows what she was going to hear from the doctor before she goes into the doctor's office. She goes into the doctor's office, and as she arrives, she says to herself, all is in divine order. Now, you might say to yourself, why is she going to the doctor if all is in divine order? Well, they have annual checkups, and they have times that they want to see, and then she likes to know that she's in divine order too, even though she tells herself that she's in divine order. She wouldn't theoretically have to go to the doctor to find out that she's in divine order when she knows it already, but she does. She goes to the doctor, and as she goes into the doctor's office, the first thing she does is to look at all of the people sitting around, and is a very loquacious, joyful, happy person saying, good morning, everyone. How are you today? Or good afternoon, or whatever time of day it may be. And the people look at her surprised. What is this sparkling person doing in the doctor's office? And she says, isn't it a lovely day outside? The sun is shining, or the rain is falling, or whatever the condition of the weather may be. She finds it delightful and wonderful. And everybody looks at her and thinks to her, well, you know, I guess it is all right. I guess it's, and they sort of start having a little turn in their attitude. And then Ellen says, I like to come into the doctor's office once a year or so and have the doctor tell me I'm in perfect order, because it's nice to have a confirmation of what I already know. But I always like to keep things in perfect divine order. And the doctor confirms those things about me. And the patients say to her, my goodness, how can you expect that always of the doctor? Why do you bother coming in if you know this all is in divine order? Well, it's just a confirmation. I come here and I have an appointment every year to come in to see the doctor, or whatever the reason I come in. And when I come in, I know that all is in divine order. I know that I have been doing my homework. Homework? What kind of homework do you do in preparation to see the doctor? Well, I do my mental homework. My mental homework is to say that all is in divine order, to say that I am the living spirit, I am whole and perfect, I am wonderful. Well, that sounds good. Yes, it does sound good, Ellen bubbles over at everyone. It sounds just wonderful, because that's the truth about me. The doctor only knows from the symptoms that I give him what he's going to tell me about myself. Now, if I make my symptoms into some very disgusting, disturbing thing, then the doctor can only make his diagnosis based on that symptom or those symptoms and tell me what it is that I am creating in myself by my thoughts. You mean our thoughts create our physical body? That's right. That's right, Ellen tells the people. That's right. Our thoughts create our body. Every thought that we have makes us happy or sad. It doesn't matter what it is. Why, what a wonderful philosophy you have, lady. What a wonderful philosophy. And Ellen says, yes, it's a philosophy that we all have, because it comes right out of the early Bible times, where it says, it's done unto us according to our belief. And so, I believe that I am whole and perfect. I believe that I am divine. I believe that I'm wonderful. I believe that I'm whole and perfect. I believe that I'm whole and perfect. I believe it. Wow. Out of Bible times, huh? Yeah, that's right. That's right. Got the point. The great philosophers, the great psychologists, all of the great thinkers of all time are all saying the same thing. It's our thought that creates our world. that creates our environment, that creates our body. And so I create my body out of my positive thought, out of my good thought, and so my body is. And that's what the doctor will tell me. Well, Ellen is not the first in line, but she somehow gets bumped up ahead of everybody else. And the doctor calls her in, "Oh, Miss Jeremy, won't you come in?" And the rest of them sit there looking at her and saying, "Who is she that she should come in? I guess that positive attitude does some good." And then 10 minutes later, she walks out and she says, "Well, the doctor confirmed everything I said. I'm whole and perfect." And he says, "You may not have to come back for 2 years." And I told him, "Doctor, I'll come back every year. I just like to have that confirmation. It sort of is building my positive attitude about myself." Well, perhaps we can do like Ellen Jeremini does, have this positive attitude about ourselves. Ellen tells the doctor what to tell her. All is in divine order. And you know, all is in divine order. Kind of wonderful, isn't it? Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.